When Fantasy Lozada Smith became pregnant, she had a fear she didn't immediately voice out loud, but was still there in the back of her mind. She was afraid of dying.
I remember so vividly, like, making a grilled cheese sandwich one day. I was just really hungry and just start crying while I was making it because I just thought to myself, I'm so happy to be pregnant. I'm so terrified about what's going to happen.
Her fear wasn't unfounded. Giving birth is the most common reason for a woman in the U.S. to be hospitalized. And according to the Department of Health, Black women in Virginia are 3 times more likely than white women to die during or after childbirth.
And so I needed to have someone who was going to be in the room with me who understood my perspective as a Black person in a predominantly white healthcare space.
So Lozada Smith hired Kinda Setinel, a doula. Setinel probed her fears. For instance, doctors had told Lozada Smith her high body mass index was a risk factor for her pregnancy. Setinel made her walk daily and prepare her body with exercises. She provided facts, figures, data to help empower her.
I provide information to help them tackle all of their fears. I make sure that they know that I'm there every step of the way, and I will help them advocate for themselves, and I will also advocate for them.
Setinel says going into birth with fear can have physical consequences. For instance, a mother's cervix won't dilate. Often, a doctor will jump straight to a C-section, a surgical alternative to a vaginal birth.
Whereas you have a doula, they're going to say, okay, hold on, wait a minute, give me a second, talk to the mom, and then by talking to her and always having that communication with her, you'll realize that something is going on. You might not know exactly what, but she'll release that at that point.
Research shows women who have doulas are less likely to get C-sections and more likely to give birth to healthier babies. And yet using a doula is still rare, especially among Black women. Part of the reason might be expense. A doula's services can range anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars, and they're often not covered by insurance. Legislation being proposed in Virginia would change that for low-income folks with Medicaid. It would require Medicaid cover services pre- and post-birth. Valen Bingley is a doula who specializes in taking care of women once they're home, when they're still susceptible to depression or medical complications.
If she doesn't have that, it's a matter of life and death for herself and for her baby.
Virginia isn't alone in seeking to expand access to doulas. Minnesota, Oregon, New Jersey, and other states have taken similar steps, often citing it as an approach to reducing racial disparities in maternal mortality rates. Delegate Jennifer Kilfoy knows firsthand how those disparities play out. Her own complicated pregnancy with twins threatened her life. She says her pain wasn't taken seriously.
I have a law degree, a master's degree, I'm a legislator, and none of those things matter because oftentimes people think it's just people of a socioeconomic status this happens to. It doesn't. It happens to African-American women across the spectrum.
A study in the journal Birth shows that when Medicaid covers doula services, it can actually save the state money. And in Virginia, Medicaid covers 1 in every 3 births. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.